The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 35 new COVID-19 cases in its latest update published September 10. Included in the new cases are 26 unvaccinated individuals, 2 partially vaccinated people, and 7 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported today are as follows: Collingwood, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other 2 are still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. The other 2 cases are still under investigation. Barrie, 6, 1 youth under 18 years old, 4 people between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. 5 cases are linked to close contact transmission and 1 case is still under investigation. Innisfil, 1, 1 person between 18 and 35 years old whose case is linked to close contact transmission. Bradford, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link, and the other 2 are under investigation. Orillia, 4, 2 people between 18 and 34 years old and 2 people between 35 and 44 years old. 3 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and 1 is still under investigation. Remara, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is listed as community acquired, no known link. Oro Medonte, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is listed as close contact transmission and the other 2 are still under investigation. Tay, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact transmission and the other is under investigation. Issa, 1, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old whose case is still under investigation. New Tecumseth, 5, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 3 people between 45 and 64 years old. 2 cases are listed as community acquired, no known link, and the rest are still under investigation. Ajala Tosarantio, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case is listed as community acquired. Muskoka District, 2, 1 person from Muskoka Lakes, and 1 person from Lake of Bays. There are currently 270 active cases in the region. 13 people from Simcoe County and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,130 cases of COVID-19 with 12,604 of those cases recovered and 256 cases ending in death. The health unit has confirmed 5,652 of the region's cases were variant strains. There are 190 lab-confirmed variant cases still active. The variant case breakdown includes 4,008 alpha cases, 168 gamma cases, 34 beta cases, 781 delta cases, and 661 cases have screened positive and are awaiting further testing. According to the health unit, 76% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and another 7% have had their first vaccine dose. Approximately 27% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 67% is fully vaccinated. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on September 9. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Age Tosarantio 215-210, 2 September 9, 1814 60.5%, Barry 4348-4, 156-121, 3 September 9, 2834 75.3%, Bradford W.G. 2158-2099-381, September 9, 4943 73%, Clearview 143-137, 5 September 7, 951 69.4%, Collingwood 257-247, 3 September 9, 1042 85.3%, ESA 528-500, 4, 1 September 9, 2190 77.3%, Innisfil 1294 1252 182 September 9, 3138 69.2%, Midland 208-199, 6 September 7, 1136 79.8%, New Tecumseth 1574 1524 184 September 9, 3718 72.3%, Aurelia 348-328, 8 September 9, 1029 82.4%, Oro Medant 239-225, 5 September 9, 1025 87.6%, Penetanguishene 204-196, 8 September 2, 2117 83.1%, Remara 115-112, 1 September 9, 1164.4%, Severn 91-86, 3 September 3, 607 59.4%, Springwater 303-295, 2 September 5, 1414 83.3%, Tay 126-119, 2 September 9, 1123 82.3%, Tiny 137-133, 2 September 4, 1028 71.2%, Wasaga Beach 296-276, 5, 2 September 9, 1240 78.4%, tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date. Asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.